Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
The DivaCast, number 40! Yay! And it is the 21st of March. You know what that means?
What?
The first day of spring.
Thank God.
Spring is so here.
Cold weather.
I cannot wait for bathing suit season.
You know what? Me too!
I think I need a full bodysuit.
Hey, everybody, we are the Divas. We are five fun, fabulous 40-something friends, and we love to hang out and yak. So grab a beverage and join us. I am Suzanne.
I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Julie.
I'm Sharon. And inside, every woman is a diva. That's what we believe.
That's right.
When you said yak, I was just thinking of our last show.
Yak, hack.
What about our last show?
Airplane situation.
Oh, that kind of yak. I was thinking of one of those mountain sheep things. That kind of yak.
I knew she was going to do that.
I just came back from New Zealand. And there are lots of sheep everywhere in the wild. It was really wild because you just kind of see them running amok and I think, oh, there's dinner.
There's a coat.
Yeah,
there's a coat.
Yes.
Tell us, how was your trip?
Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. I feel like I'm still kind of high from the experience and it almost seems as if it was a dream because, sorry. As if it were a dream. I'm just thinking of grammar girl, you know,
yes.
If it were, you know, yeah, that's the correct grammar. Anyway, it was great. Just really, really super.
What?
Sharon's arguing. She thinks it was a dream.
As if it were a dream. Yes.
No,
yes,
I know.
Yes,
because my mom used to beat me and I remember.
Used to beat me.
It's beat only for grammar.
She tattooed
grammar.
Was and were on
you. Yeah, see? Did you see? Yeah, you saw. Okay. Yeah, there they are.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So. Is the ocean just unbelievable? That's what I want to see.
You know what? It's cold. We saw actually great white sharks and penguins. And the water, though, is
penguins?
That...
Penguins?
Yes. And
it's
the water... is unbelievably clean and clear. And at night, I went to the bathroom and I was trying... Oh, sorry. I was on a yacht. I went to the head. And I didn't turn the lights on because I didn't want to wake anyone up. And then you have to hand flush, you know, the pumping thing. And I looked down. I thought, oh my God, it's like radio nuclear active down there. And it was all the phosphorescent particles in the water. And so the whole... toilet glowed.
Cool.
It was,
that was just
gorgeous.
That was something coming out of you. The beverages that you were drinking, maybe.
No. And I did actually get in the water twice. So
with a wetsuit?
No. Just my cute new red bathing suit.
Wow.
Did you freeze?
I did, but you know, it felt so good.
You got a new bathing suit.
I did.
And it's red.
It is.
You had a red one before.
I know.
She's a red bathing suit kind of girl.
Because my skin's so fair that, you know,
look good
I can't,
in red.
I know. I can't wear a whole lot of colors in
Go
bathing
with what
suits,
works, baby.
You know? Yeah.
Baywatch babe.
I didn't think of that. It has a whole new connotation. So enough about me. Tell me about you.
So Carrie, Joe got back.
Oh, yeah. He had an awesome trip. It was neat.
Tell
where
everybody
did he
where
tell
he was.
He went to Monrovia, Liberia, and helped build a school for kids who are orphaned by war. And it's just so cool. He came home and just couldn't stop talking and showed us like 300 pictures. And it was a really awesome experience. And he's like, you know, I went there just to use my gift of construction. Mm-hmm. And never, ever would he sign up to be with kids ever. Like, he just isn't that kind of guy. He likes his own kids and stuff, but he's just not. And he coaches soccer, but these three kids just attached themselves to him. And this letter from this girl that she gave to him when he left is just like,
so sweet.
And I said, we were joking about it the other night. I was saying, just bring him home. We'll give one to Amy. And
yeah, because I need a girl.
I need one more.
But the whole mindset there is to, they're building this school and they're going to have computers and they're going to train these kids, teach them to be leaders.
Fantastic.
So that the country, you know, to improve the country. So bringing them home to be with us is not necessarily the best thing for them.
That's called maybe enabling or something.
But
he was
just saying how these kids are so happy and compared to what we have. And they're just so happy singing all the time and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, our kids are like,
I'm bored.
You know,
play another
got
computer
all
game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, he had a great experience.
It's amazing to me how much our husbands are alike.
Sharon.
Her husband. husband's in Africa doing mission work. My husband's in Vegas donating to the casinos. It's uncanny how alike they are. Truly.
They're altruistic.
We all have our seasons. As my friend once told me.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Okay. So can I just talk about one thing that I heard about on the news?
What did you hear, Sharon?
Okay. And I hope we're able to get this man to write a parenting book, quite honestly. He got in an argument with his godson. They were on a cruise ship and he thought he would teach him a good lesson. So he jumped off the cruise ship.
Who did? The man?
The man.
The father?
Yeah.
The godfather.
The godfather.
Oh, boy.
The godfather. Hello?
Oh, boy.
So he
jumps. I don't understand the lesson.
I'm being facetious. So he thinks like he's going to teach his godson a lesson. So he goes and jumps off the cruise ship. I know.
So did he die?
No. He's like 300 pounds. So he floated for 8 hours and the Coast Guard finally found him.
No one knew he jumped off?
I don't know what to say. Because they went looking for him. But I'm thinking, hello?
What?
Why were you? What were you thinking? They're sharks.
Did you see this interviewed?
It was in the newspaper. But oh my gosh. Hello. What are you thinking?
That's kind of strange.
Yeah, I think so.
So where do we go from there?
Well, they were arguing about whether
therapist.
Or not. They were arguing about whether or not he could go to a teen club. And guess what? He got to go to the teen club. For as long as he likes. The guy's in the ocean.
Take care of him for 8 hours.
There's no curfew.
There's some kind of missing link in that story, Sharon.
I'm telling you. We heard 2 minutes of a 30-minute story or something.
Okay, so if anybody knows of this story, email us. Email thedivacast.com.
Oh my gosh, that's very strange. Well, I did something very cool that's not about jumping off a cruise ship. My girlfriend for my birthday gave me tickets to a tour of homes, but instead of homes plural, home singular, 20,000 square foot home. It's on the market for $7.2 million. 9 decorators come in and decorate the house. So everything in the house is for sale.
Did you look at it thinking of the divas in mind, Julie?
Absolutely.
The diva den?
It had a summer kitchen. I'm like, this is right where we would be with our cocktails. And over there would be the pool.
And the recording studio?
There's a perfect spot for the recording studio. And it has an elevator and a nanny suite. The nanny suite is like 10 times nicer than my bedroom.
She's got to be ugly, though.
We don't need a nanny. We picked her out.
Yeah.
We no longer need a nanny.
While we were walking
the masseuse room where we got to get massaged by some little fitness instructor man.
Yeah, it did have a workout room with 2 showers. It was very cool. Anyway, it was fun.
Sharon's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we would just be friends, of course.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yes, girls. I'm going to ask you that question later, so be thinking about it. Can men and women be friends?
Well, before we get started on that, this show is partially sponsored by Folgers. And if you would like a free sample, go to folgers.com/podshow and get a free sample while they last.
Very cool.
I just tasted the vanilla biscotti this morning, and it is delicious.
Really?
You know what it does? It saves you some bucks from having to go to the drive-thru of your friendly coffee shop. And you can go there and pay $4.50 for a latte, but instead you can just go ahead and get your vanilla biscotti Folgers.
That sounds good.
Well, that's a while.
Save some money.
Because I also drank Folgers this morning. I bought the Lively Colombian.
Lively.
Did it make
lively.
You lively?
It made me cha-cha-cha.
You look lively. That's why you look so good.
You have a little perk today.
Yes. So it was excellent. I have to say excellent. So
very
I enjoyed
good.
It.
Yeah,
so
very good.
That's cool.
So what are we talking about?
Who are we?
What am I? Where are we?
What are we doing?
What day is it?
Can men
Why
and women
can we
be friends?
Be friends?
Okay. Are you asking our opinion?
I'm just going to tell you what I think.
No, yes. Well, because we brought this up. We were talking.
No, yes.
No, I really don't care what any of you think. Let me read to you what I have.
No, I'm not going to read, but I do have a study I'll refer to sometimes out of Psychology Today,
yeah,
but
I
I'm not going to go there. Well, no, because I want to, the question, what got us started on this topic was, I do have 3 really good guy friends that I've been friends with for years and years and years.
Excuse me, I'm interjecting. What got us started on this forum was the forum and John and Lizzie, but go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish about the forum.
Oh, that was so just it was a place where everybody can go and they can tell us what they're interested in talking about. And those two both agreed. They wanted to talk about that Harry Met Sally kind of dynamic. And mm-hmm. so we're doing it. We're giving it to you.
Well, and that's one of the things the article brought up was when Harry Met Sally, that our whole concept of men and women being friends is media driven. That like in Harry Met Sally, they ended up in bed. It's like we've got planted in our head that they really can't. But the article talks about today's society. You know, women are much more athletic and out there, and women are going and playing volleyball with the guys after work or going and doing this kind of stuff.
I did that last night.
Me too. That's why I'm all stiff
today.
You know what?
I think there's a huge differentiation because I think it's before marriage. I think you got to classify it. Can you be friends before you're married?
So that's the distinction
for you.
Or can
you be, have married? I think that's it.
I suggest being friends with men before marriage because I think it's a great way to get to know men.
But I'm saying as a married woman,
but afterwards,
you can't have male friends.
It's difficult. Yeah. It is difficult.
Well, as someone,
unless you're a couple.
Well, in the workplace today, there's so many men and women, you know, working together all day. No, all day. It's not funny.
There are so many men and women.
She's saying in society today, more women now.
Well, if you let me finish my thought.
Yeah, yes. Tickled her funny.
But no, they're all day together. They're going to lunch together. Mm-hmm. And then they're traveling together.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And let me tell you from experience.
But work is unavoidable. I'm thinking more like, you know.
I'm just thinking you really have to have your mind already made up as mm-hmm. far as what type of relation, because it's very easy for things to get.
Sharon, did you see much of that while you were?
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Can you give a little background?
Well, it's the typical, interestingly enough, a girl that used to work for me called me the other day. Hi, Jill. I hope you're listening. And she met her husband. He was a customer of ours. And they're married with children. Now, that's a little different, but you do have those situations where you have a sales environment and, you know, people start having a relationship with the customers. There's lots of bosses, subordinates, mm-hmm. you know, hanky-panky going on.
But you got to think about it. You are with those people more than you're
all
with your husband.
Time. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Totally understandable.
And you're working on big projects.
You're under a lot. You know, you have fun together. You're It's just, I think it's really important for people not to be naive to think that, oh, well, he just said, you know, let's go have a drink after the meeting. Well, this goes back to what you're probably going to say.
Well, when the article points out that the number one challenge is defining the relationship, because
it's what, Julie?
Defining the relationship for the man and the woman to define the relationship, because men are thinking sex. Mm-hmm. And I asked Roger, hey, Roger, he's listening to us. I asked him yesterday because he's tutoring my daughter. And I said, what do you think? Do you think men and women can be friends? And he said, you know what? I have a really good girlfriend, but we had to date first and figure out that didn't work.
I had to do her. And then we decided to still be friends.
But he goes, if you
Roger. It wasn't very good, so we could still be friends.
That's not working for me, so I'll be your friend.
If you don't acknowledge the sexual tension, and that's huge in this article, that if you don't acknowledge the sexual tension, whether it's one-sided or two-sided, you're never going to get anywhere anyway. Because it's always there.
And it seems like when there's a friendship like that, I'm thinking back to when I was in college, and I was dating some guy, another friend of mine who was a gentleman. He was dating a woman, but we would get together before school and have coffee together all the time. We were in class together and stuff. We were both dating somebody else. And it was like, yeah, he's my friend. Well, he stopped dating his girlfriend. And then soon after that, I stopped dating this guy and he was ready to hook up.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. And I was like,
were you surprised by that? Because you're making a funny face.
Well, it was like, initially I hadn't thought about it, but then we ended up dating, you know?
I love it too much to drink.
No, but it was like he basically had to say, look, are we going to date now or what? Because I was kind of not into it. And then it was like, you know, you have those feelings for them because they're good friends and you think they're so nice and great and stuff like that. And then you get into this whole romantic situation.
And it's
like,
different.
It's very different.
So different.
Well, the second challenge is overcoming the attraction to talk about sex. And so you got to, if there is a sexual attraction and it's one sided, you got to get that settled or you're never going to progress the friendship.
But I mean, going back to the work kind of scenario, you know, think about it.
Do you tell your boss you want to do them? So you know?
I mean, sometimes, I mean, because you're thrown together in that situation, you can be friends and there's not going to be a sexual tension there. I mean, not all the time. I mean, I'm not going to have a sexual attraction to the physician that I'm working with.
With the blue scrubs.
Oh. What about the one...
Dr. McHottie.
No, but if he's not McHottie, you know, I mean, if he's like, he McGoofy. Can certainly be my friend.
Yeah, but you say that, but I wonder, I'd like to hear from guys. My husband was just like, okay, listen, why do I need to be friends with a woman? And again, we're married now, so it's a little different. But still, back then, it's like, why wouldn't I just go out with Sonny and Kurt and, you know,
all the guys? I know why. Because women give men the opportunity to go a little deeper mm-hmm. emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got that out
of
here.
I did.
You read it. Yay!
Let's talk about it. But that's true. But then in the next sentence, do you remember what it said? It said men, that gives men the chance to go deeper, but women in the same relationship are always disappointed because guys can never live up to the girlfriend.
As far as depth and
depth and conversation.
However,
and discussion.
It did say something that I related to because I was raised with boys, that whole dynamic of just cutting up and having a different level of, you know, where girls can be a little sensitive and all that. And I just get over some of the drama sometimes. I like that camaraderie feeling or whatever it is.
Guys are so much easier to be friends with than women.
Yeah, but to me. But
I think the relationship with women is more rewarding.
I don't think
guys.
It's one or the other. I think that they,
no, I don't
you
think
know,
it's just different.
It's just different. It's easier to be friends with guys.
It depends.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah,
what
I
you were
know.
Saying.
I just think it is hugely different when you get married. It's
it is huge.
Impossible
it is.
Because
you wouldn't want your husband to say, "Hey, honey, I'm going to meet Kathy for a coffee."
Said. He's like,
yeah. "See you later, sweetie."
Yeah.
Well, and just like the same, I would feel funny saying to my husband, "Oh, honey, I'm just going to stop by after work and meet Bobby, and he and I need to talk." But you know, he's having some problems with his wife, and we're going to talk. I mean, that is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
But see,
that,
I do go to dinner
it
with
is.
Mike.
You slut.
That's another
slut.
Thing.
But think about how long knows, have you known him?
That's what I'm saying. I've known him
you
since
guys have
I was
grown
in
up together.
Eighth grade, and you know, I was in his wedding. Kurt knows his wife. I mean, they're come to our house. Then my other friend Neil, him and his wife and their two kids come and stay at my house for a week every year.
But you're friends as couples too.
But that's what I mean. Yeah, we're couples and friends, and there's not that.
Like I could go have dinner, not dinner, maybe lunch. I'm thinking of Nancy's husband, Ray, because I totally think he's an awesome guy. Respect him. And I totally respect their relationship. I would be fine having lunch with him.
Well, and I think a lot of times what Mike and I discuss are things because I have known him for 35 years. You know, I know all the history of his family. And it's a lot. Usually it's like with his mom and dad or, mm-hmm. you know, when his daddy died, that kind of stuff, that in-depth stuff that maybe, and he doesn't have a sister. I'm kind of like a sister.
Mm. But have you guys ever had a situation where you...
Have you had sex?
With Mike?
Mike?
With, no.
Okay.
No.
Let me hear your experiences, Mike. Suzanne. What are your experiences?
Cut that.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. What?
Nothing. I agree. I think the whole marriage thing is...
It's different.
It just changes.
It really changes things. And to me, if they're interesting enough to be friends with, there's always the potential to take it one step further. And even when people say, yeah, but I'm really not physically attracted to that person, I think that can flip on a dime.
Yeah.
You know, that you can.
Oh, come on. Look at Donald Trump. Not that I'm, you know, attracted, but I mean, he's not physically attractive to anybody.
Have you ever had dinner with him?
But I'm just saying,
if
the
he just
physical attraction
do something about
doesn't
the
have
comb over,
to...
he might, you know.
No, I know, but you know, but all of a sudden that. You could think, I'm really, but you can be attracted to somebody, I think, on many layers and levels.
Right. Well, and the older you get, it changes.
Yes. And with age, some of that stuff doesn't matter.
Okay. I have a confession.
Okay. Good.
Uh-oh.
Let's get something meaty out of you for once.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
I got a confession. I am attracted to, I hope he's not listening.
Oh.
Maybe some of you have even met him.
Uh-oh.
Who?
My oncologist.
Ew!
Not proctologist. I don't have one of those. My
your
urologist.
OB. I'm sorry. OB.
No, but you know, I mean, when I first met him, I thought this is the biggest goofball. I hope he knows.
But
what
he
the
saved
heck he's
your
doing.
Life, though. Don't you think there's something?
But
to
that's
that.
Exactly it. It's the it's falling in love what? With your person, your rescuer,
right?
You know, and I know he kind of likes me. I know I'm probably one of his favorite patients, and.
Or anything. Oh well,
I can't wait till I have my next appointment.
No, I don't know about that. But when I first saw him, I thought, you know, nothing. But then as I got to know him better and we laugh so much mm-hmm. that I thought, well, I actually think he's kind of cute now, even though he's pretty heavy. And I thought, I
can't believe, you know, but so there it, that's my confession.
Yeah. I think too, depending where you are with your relationship, for
not
example,
that Suzanne's in a bad relationship with her husband.
Right. I know. Right. She said that Robin's eyebrows went up when she said, I have a confession.
If, for example, you feel like unloved, unattractive,
something's
or your
missing.
Husband is mm-hmm. not paying attention, whatever, you are more susceptible
more
to those kind
vulnerable.
Of relationships.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, I mean, they happen all the time. All the time. The right scenario, I'd say anybody is vulnerable.
I agree. Anybody is.
And you just have to be in my, okay, but we're kind of like off the track of friends, but you do have to set those boundaries. Going back yeah. to what you said, Julie, mm-hmm. just setting the boundaries
but
and determining.
Kind of, I mean, it's kind of odd. I mean, you know, I mean, you start to, let's say you're working and you start, whatever, you're
flirting.
Working very closely. No, I'm not even saying flirting. You're working closely with somebody
right.
on a project. Do I look at you on the fourth day and go, you know, Amy, I have this attraction. I want to set some boundaries.
But you've
look.
Got to, okay, I'll give you a good example. Friends of ours that we were friends a long time ago, she travels all the time. The husband's at home with the kids. And my husband ran across her and another man in a kind of compromising, romantic kind of situation. And he was like, oh my God, his immediate thought was, oh my gosh, they must be having problems because, you know, they were close, they were talking, it was kind of a dark environment and that kind of thing. Now I'm beginning to wonder, what was my husband?
Yeah.
He was picking up a to-go order.
All of a sudden, her eyes yeah.
were gone. Wait a second. How tall was she?
No, but anyway, so I just think it's not so much verbally saying the boundaries, but
I hear
knowing
you. Don't put yourself
that,
in that
if you're going out to dinner and then having some drinks and then
yeah,
going out,
in
I mean, it's just
you're opening the door.
Eventually.
Well, and I think too, you may not have to have that quote conversation, you know, we need to set boundaries, but you set them by what you do and what you say. I watch women all the time who make it completely obvious that they're available and they're ready. And I don't care if they're married or not.
But I don't know if every mm-hmm. woman realizes she's doing that.
But I'm not saying everybody does.
Yeah.
But
when
I'm saying,
I rubbed your husband's leg one time, I did not realize. Remember? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that dinner
party. Truly?
Ooh.
Truly. Yeah. He thought I was hitting on him.
Yeah, I probably did.
I don't know.
Well,
why
he did because remember he told you. He
yeah.
said he apologized to you and said, I'm really sorry. She was rubbing my leg.
Yeah. And I was like, what? That's Suzanne, because she pinches my butt all the time.
She rubs me down, too.
No, but I think in the same way, like you say, that people are putting it out there, it's also when a guy's getting a little too close and
mm-hmm.
you talk about your marriage or your kids
right.
or your husband, or you make it very blatantly clear that I'm not going there.
Well, there are some men that you just kind of get the vibes.
Yep.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's like you're not. I don't feel like I'm necessarily putting it out there to
we
anybody.
We talked about that before, too.
But you can just get the vibes. They mm-hmm. like me a little bit more than what I think they should like me or something.
Mm-hmm.
You
feel
you
that
know,
from work?
It's just like,
Amy from work?
No, because I put my boundaries up really pretty high at work,
mm-hmm.
I think, just because. But I'm talking about more just with friendships around
mm-hmm.
the community and stuff like that.
Are you talking about my husband?
Joe is
well,
just
if it was
always
Joe,
coming
really
after
okay.
Oh, my
gosh.
Okay, I have another funny story. I've got another funny story. Speaking of, you know, if there's an attraction one way or the other and you put up boundaries and you talk about it. So I was in court a couple of weeks ago and one of the investigators was there. And afterwards, I was there on behalf of my client and the investigator came up to me and he said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him dead in the eye and I said, are you asking me out on a date? And he goes, and he got red. And then he goes, yeah.
What did he ask you to do?
I can't remember.
Just like
no.
go get coffee or something?
But I knew he was hitting on me. And so I just, you know, I just called
just
him
put
on
it. Out there.
I just put it out there and said, are you asking me out on a date? And I looked him right in the eyes and he's like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And I said, I just laughed. And I said, that is so flattering. Thank you so much. I said, but I am very happily married. And he goes, well, so am I.
Yeah, I was
we didn't go there yet.
That's a whole nother
interested
subject.
In
I was like,
yeah.
I said, no, you don't understand. I'm interested
happily.
In maintaining my relationship. He said, and so am I.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, I don't even know how to respond
yeah,
to that.
What do you do with that?
You know what? And he's called me. He has called me twice.
Oh,
And then what I found out
from
him.
So why isn't he seeing the boundaries that you're putting up there? Why?
He's choosing not to. That's kind of creepy
in my opinion.
I mean, and
stalkerish.
Well, then listen to this. Then he's called me, and then I got to know him a little bit better through one. And I said, why are you calling me? And what I realized, he has a daughter who I think is an attorney or something, and she has cancer, and she's had cancer for years. And what I gathered from is that his wife is probably very involved with this sick child that they have. And so the wife is probably physically and emotionally unavailable to him, you know, and he's feeling lonely. I thought that's what it is, because I thought what he was attracted to is because I laughed a lot and smiled. And I thought, you know, it's not me. It's something that he sees in me that he wants a part of. That's what it is. It's not my beautiful, voluptuous body.
I know about that, Suzanne.
You know,
I hear what you're saying.
Laugh, Julie. I'm kidding. I'm just thinking about that.
I don't think it's kind of sad. Bless his heart.
I know. So, and I haven't heard from him in a while. So, but my client got in trouble again. And I know that her name went through that office. So I'm surprised that he hasn't. There's a reason for him, kind of an exclusive excuse to call me. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't. So that's good. But anyway, so what do you do when they say that? You know, like, oh, yeah, I want to be married, too. It's okay.
Hmm. Yeah, that's just a whole nother.
But that's, I think that's pretty prevalent. I think that there are people out there that send emails and
do that whole, you know, email-y relationship.
There was a guy that I was really good friends with in high school. I mean, really good friends with. And didn't see or hear from him for a long time. And I was on one of these websites, you know, doing classmate stuff. And he sent me an email because my email address was on there. And we just started emailing. And it was just really weird because my husband got upset because the last email he sent me, he said something like love or love you or something like that. And Doug was like, what is this? You know, and I was like, well, I just think it's, you know, because he's happily married and he has a child and on and on and on. But, you know, he is still remembering us how we were back in high school, which we haven't seen each other in a couple of years.
And he'd be mighty impressed.
Well, and I think husbands are very in tune to how other men think. What do you think there, Robin? Am I right?
Yeah, they're thinking that, you know, I think personalities.
I think everything's innocent. And Kurt will say sometimes to me, look at me like I am from Mars. Are you not stupid?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't get it. I'm like, because I grew up with three brothers. Like,
I
had three brothers. And so I'm used to this real casual interplay.
I don't get it. Doesn't bother me.
No.
I'm very comfortable with men. So I think, but I think some men,
they misread it and they go, she's hitting on me. I'm like, what?
I can go this far with her. Let me try this. And all of a sudden you're like, ooh, wait a minute. And I'm the queen of, you know, me and my emails, my writing, I can get in a situation where I'm like, I gotta pull back, you know?
All right, let me tell you about this survey they did on Match.com.
Yeah, I want to hear more.
I'm going to ask you a question, and then you tell me what you think. Do you believe men and women can be platonic friends?
Oh.
And if you read it, be quiet, Amy.
I haven't read it. I'm going to say,
it's a shame.
Yes, if one of them's really, really fat.
Hey!
Well, and you know what? To bring up another
point. Jumps off cruise ships and floats for 8 hours.
two really good guy friends I had were both gay. And I love gay men. That's a whole other show.
That's a wonderful subject. Yes. Okay, I could be a fag hag in a second.
I like that, a fag hag.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a gay friend, and then he wrote a whole paper about me in school.
Uh-oh. Was it good?
He said, I could flip him.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I got that too. Cute. I got that. We can turn those.
We can turn those men straight.
All right. In your dream.
83% said yes, men and women can be platonic friends. 11% said no, and 6 were unsure. Then they asked, have you had a platonic friendship that crossed the line
and
became romantic
88%
or sexual?
Said yes.
Actually, only 62% said yes.
Oh, I think
that's surprising. Huh.
They might be lying.
I think they're lying.
Have you ever had one? Across the line, anybody?
I have.
You sure?
And he held on for a long, long time.
That's because it was a good ride.
Evidently, I was friends with him in college, and I was dating somebody else, and he just stayed friends with me. And at one point, I didn't do the big thing, but I mean, we did make out at one point, and he confessed this whole thing to me, and I was like, so that's what Joe said. He's like,
see,
he's like, every guy. When I met Joe,
every guy what?
Every guy is looking. They're hanging in there, hoping that at some point it's going to turn sexual. That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think as women, we miss that. I really do.
Not
I really,
everybody.
I know, but
I think almost everybody.
I do too.
Okay, guys out there.
Wait a minute.
No, but listen, John, guys out there.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Amy.
Guys out there, if you think that that's true, that you're even your friendships with your women that you tend to hope someday that they're going to turn into a romantic situation.
I think if they could go.
Let us know. I don't believe that.
No one will find out about it in a heartbeat.
Really, I agree. Really.
Okay, we need emails on that.
All right.
Well, and even if not romantic in the physical sense, and let's talk about an email thing, and I'll finish what I was gonna say, but the email relationship, that person's still getting something. They're going outside of their marriage and getting something that they're not getting from their spouse, they're not giving their spouse the opportunity to meet those needs because they're getting them out elsewhere.
They're having an emotional affair.
Yeah. This is the stupidity. This is like, okay, here's me. When I started dating Joe, I had just broken up with, you know, what I thought was the love of my life. So I was like, I'm having fun. I am not getting connected with anybody. So I'm dating Joe. And my brother's friend, who always sort of, I know Suzanne would do the same thing, because she's like me, okay, let's go. He calls me from Colorado and he says, hey, there's really cheap tickets out to Colorado. Why don't you come out for the weekend? Okay, I hardly even knew him, but he's like my big brother's best friend. Okay.
I've never been to Colorado.
Let's go. I go to Colorado. He's like, I get to Colorado. I go hiking. Like, this guy's like John Denver up in the mountains. We stay in this like teeny little tent. And at one point, we're sitting back to back by the mountains. And I can still remember, it's gorgeous, you know, lightning and sharing a bottle of wine. I never did anything. I swear to this day, I never even locked lips with him. No, but he just didn't. He's probably like, okay, this is my friend's, you know, sister. It was just a weird dynamic because I was in there. I'm there and I'm in this tent going, what the heck am I doing?
Been there, done that, lots of times.
Yeah, I mean, so
you're camping alone with
I know
this
every guy who's hearing this is like, what a dumb idiot. Like,
no,
she
no,
doesn't,
it
you
makes
know.
Total sense.
I knew it was Suzanne.
Having brothers again, I'm thinking,
what? He just wants to be friends. He just wants me to come to Colorado and go
They're
hiking.
Just wishing they could find a blonde like that.
No kidding.
I know.
All right, listen. Yeah. Okay, is it possible to fall in love with someone who first enters your life as a friend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. That's like the best.
That was how I got my husband. Yeah, we were friends first. Yes.
So what's
liars,
the bottom line?
All of them liars.
Wait, and tell us where this. Tell us this resource
is from Psychology
again.
Today.
You know
guys.
What issue or what
no,
month or anything?
I got it off the internet. Website. It's on.
Okay,
but it's like 2006 or something.
Yeah. She made it up.
I just made that all up. I came up with those stats real quick, and it's just basically.
She's kidding,
the
by the way. She's
was,
you didn't make it up.
No, to, I didn't make it.
Okay,
up.
Okay, no, but
no, it's all on the internet.
We make up everything else, but this one.
This one I really did make up. The bottom line was. You know what? It depends. I mean, just like what we talked about on all the factors we talked about. Can they be friends? I don't know. It depends.
So Michelle out there, you're allowed to have boys that are friends. Amy, no.
No, I really think, okay, I just want to say that I think the younger you are, if you're not married, you should have a lot of friends.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You should have a lot of friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And that way you kind of figure out the kind of relationship which you like and don't like about someone. And especially if they talk to you about their girlfriends,
that's huge.
That's big. You get a lot of information that way.
Mm-hmm. I think friendships like that, now that we're talking about that, I miss my guy friendships.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go seek them out.
Okay.
Danger.
Put a forum on there.
Do you think my husband will be okay
go
with that?
With them.
It's kind of stinky that that's too bad that you can't do that, though,
that
in
you
reality.
Can't be friends with them?
Yeah.
You know, I think that if it ever bothered my... I think it's the guys that I'm friends with that I've known for 35 years. I mean, he's gone out with them just like I've gone out
with
them.
That's different, though.
That's different. But if it was somebody like from work, I couldn't do that.
That's really unique, Julie. I don't think there's many people out there that have friends... There was no romantic thing ever.
I didn't
ever.
Say ever, ever, ever.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if I'm buying that.
See, I
no,
know.
I didn't.
No, I know.
No, I honestly, I never did
with one
sex with Mike. Never, ever,
I
ever,
know,
ever.
The
ever.
Other one.
Yeah. once. I know. Since I with the other one, never.
No, it's okay.
Two of them never. One of them once. How
it's
about
all
that?
Good. Good for you.
But was there any kind of attraction, do you think, at least from
him? Well, like, we tried, and it was like, no. I said, no, we can't do that because we're too good of friends. You know, it was like many years ago. Mm-hmm.
But that's the point, is that that's always there.
Before
that's always
we were
an
both
element.
Married. I mean, we had to try.
Yeah.
Look, kissy face here and there. And then it was like, no. We're not doing this.
And I'm not going to give specifics, but Amy and I were talking earlier today about somebody that I was working on a project with who
Me?
I...
No.
It's not all about you, Suzanne.
At first, I was like, when I met this person, there was absolutely no normal guy, whatever. But working closely with him, hanging out with him, one day I was at church and I saw him walking in the parking lot and jumped out of my car and gave him a big hug and then got back in my car. And Joe looked at me and goes, And it was the funniest thing because Joe has never, ever, ever been jealous in his whole life. And I didn't even realize that I was kind of like the giddy crush girl. And he's like, wow. And he's like, you know, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, because he's a good looking guy. He's the kind of guy that you would like. And
I know what he's thinking.
Well, you know, again,
there's some truth to that.
So that was just a situation.
Eye opener, yeah.
Being
was that
married,
a surprise to you when he said that? And were you surprised at your own feelings? Were you honest with yourself at that point?
You didn't want to say it out loud. It's like you probably thought it and then
I
don't think it was
like
totally conscious.
Colorado tent. I mean, listen to who you're talking to here. You know, it's kind of like, it did give me, well, we talk about, I understand how Marie Osmond could run off from her children with postpartum, those glimpses into, okay, I understand how that stuff can happen, because you do feel like if you're in a happy marriage situation that you're exempt from that kind of stuff, you know, and it doesn't mean that your marriage is not good. It might mean I need to go get some therapy, but but I mean, it was just, you're naive if you think you're going to go through the next 30 years or 40 years of your life and never attracted to somebody
Right. Agreed.
Well, have you ever had, what about your husbands? Have they ever had a relationship with a woman that you kind of were like,
we have the same kind of thing. He went on a mission trip with somebody and we're always joke. I always tease him because he had that same kind of, you know, so we have this thing going on where we can tease each other about it. So.
Oh, well, that's
have
nice.
You?
That's nice that you can.
I don't think so with David, that he's never done. It's always a woman within the work situation setting, you know, he'll travel with women and stuff like that. But, you know, I've never been privy to any. So, no, I haven't. What about you guys? Have your husbands ever had a relationship where you think,
what, Susie?
My husband has all of you.
Oh, well, that's...
Bless his heart.
I think we took care of that.
Yeah. Bless his heart. We're his worst
nightmare. He also has flight attendants and in different cities. And were you ever jealous about that kind of stuff?
No, just the one time he said, he came home and he said, well, what do you think of this? He goes, I think she might have been hitting on me. He goes, the flight attendant asked me to walk her to her room and check it out. Flight attendants did this for a while of the pilots, and they would ask the guy, hey, could you walk me to my room and just make sure nobody else is in there? Because there was a time, you know, to remember that whole big thing. Okay. So she looked under Robin's. My husband stood at the door and she looked under the bed, but when she looked
with
under her
rump
bed,
in the air,
but her bottom was elevated and in his face. And he's like, do you think she knew? I said, oh, please.
Nobody puts their butt in the air unless they want, you know, intentionally or to, because it must be a pretty good butt.
Yeah.
Because most women would be not putting their big butt in the
air. Yeah, they'd be stupid.
Or, you know, most women would like turn sideways and gently lift up the bed skirt.
Ooh, come over here. Could you just stand there? I'm going to bend over and look under my bed. Please.
Oh, please.
So, bless my husband's heart.
Oh, did you see my thong? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to show it to you.
And we're getting off on the affair tangent.
Yeah, that's kind of
like
affair,
French.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, we were talking about gay friends, you know. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. A friend of mine, her husband went to Iraq, and he was stationed with a woman who was gay, supposedly, according to my friend, and they became really good friends. And when he came back, they remained very good friends and email and da-da-da-da. And my friend was like, you know what? I'm over this. She felt threatened by it. And I said, hey, if this is not good for you, then he needs to stop it.
Right.
And he just was like, why? She's gay. I'm not going to. It's not.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
He's getting a need met there that he's not getting from
but
his
if
wife.
He was,
and that's why she was threatened.
But if that was a guy and he was having this friendship with this guy, if the sexual part of it's removed because of sexual orientation.
Gender. I never know that, though.
You think gender?
I think it's gender. I don't think it's sexual orientation.
I wonder why. Because,
I don't know.
Okay, let's think about this. So if we're women and you're working with... Think about, like, lesbians.
Pretend you had you're a lesbian.
If you've had friends that are lesbians,
Kurt and Doug would seek them out. Would see if they had friends.
Would there be
a, just let me watch?
Wait, you're in side conversations. Let her finish.
If you were a lesbian, mm-hmm. would you have more difficulty with that?
Because
with friendships of other women, I mean, would you constantly be sizing them up and having sexual? I don't think so, but I'm just saying. I mean,
I think that's an interesting perspective.
I think that's a whole different topic.
I think that's a different.
Well, I do too.
But it's a good point.
I doubt that happens.
I bet very much it does happen.
Why is that a different topic? It's the same topic. It's dealing with sexual attraction versus friendship. Why would that be a different topic? I'm not following.
Well, I was thinking because it's getting into the whole gay and lesbian thing.
Yeah. Well, so what? It's relationships. It's the same.
Because I can remember having a good friend who was a lesbian at work, and she was very... She actually had a lot of relationships with women at work, mm-hmm. and actually
friendship
like
or
dating relationships.
Dating relationships. She was on the prowl a little bit, and she actually had some folks, you know, that were married, and she had a relationship mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. this one woman. But I just always thought. But I just wonder if you're gay or lesbian, if that's even more kind of in your face with friendships. Of the same sex. I don't know.
I don't
or it
know.
Just probably
would,
doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, I would think it would be. I would think
all right,
would
if you're be. If you're gay, let us know.
Email Amy.
Yeah, email Amy directly.
No, all right, girls. Good question.
Listen, did I tell you we have another sponsor? Leapster.
Yay.
And it's it's very exciting for me because my kids actually grew up with those leapfrogs mm-hmm, in the mm-hmm. car, and I loved them. And now they have this new handheld one, and my little cousin's got one, and it's very cool and small and compact, and you can take it with you everywhere, and it teaches your child. But it's educational. It's
very.
And they think it's cool because they think they're playing like PlayStation, like mm-hmm. the big kids play. Mm-hmm. So they think it's very cool. And it's targeted to little kids, which is very, very.
What ages?
Like pre-K to fourth grade.
It's very good to help them learn how to read. It's a lot of.
Well, to write and draw and mm-hmm. paint.
It's a lot of language.
There's a
based.
Lot of stuff in there.
They have all different kinds of themes, like Cars is there.
Right.
And
pop stuff, you're saying. Yeah.
What's that like? Is that like where you have a cartridge that you can put into
it's,
it?
It's yeah. software.
They have 40 different software titles. Yeah.
That's
and they even
exactly
do the
right.
Disney character, the Disney Cars
and Sonic X.
Yeah,
which is huge in that age.
Very cool. Well,
thank you, Leapster. We love it.
And also, let's not forget Splenda. Transform your coffee. They have our flavor blends out. Visit their website at destinationflavor.com.
Do you guys want to hear about our emails?
Sure. We got a beautiful.
I don't have a printer. That's my problem. I can't print them out.
Okay.
Email me and say print it, and I'll print it for you.
Okay. Well, I was going to say hi to our international people, and I want people to let us know where they're from because
that's very cool.
We have, well, Jennifer's from Alaska. I know that's not international, but
it's kind of
that's
close.
The one who that, cold, that's her. That's her.
I'm
I think
blonde.
It's Jennifer
it's not, I don't know.
That wrote the really cool email. Her friends in Bloomington, Georgia.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, yes. And then Heather is a new listener from Bangkok.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Can we go visit Heather?
Yeah, Heather, it's a diva trip
to Bangkok. Thailand, let's go.
And Judy's in Malaysia. And I want to tell you guys, I think we have about 34 reviews on iTunes, which is cool. I'm thinking we might get to the 50, but please, please, please go there. But there's this one that I couldn't print out that I wanted to just, I'm scowling at Sharon right now because listen to this. She was so nice and left this nice review. And then she says, I think Sharon is the best one, but the others Yay! Are good too, or something like that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start myself
Sharon?
A fan
did,
club.
Did my mother say, sign her name?
Maybe it's her.
Just, you know what? That was me, Sharon. I sent that one because I sensed you were feeling a little insecure.
Thank you.
Anyway, go to our website, thedivacast.com, or give us a call. Nobody calls us. 678-884-0524.
And our phone number's on the website, too.
And you know what? You can subscribe to the podcast, and that's very easy, and it's free. And that means every time we post a new one, you get it sent to you free.
It's free.
It's free.
Well, that's important these days.
Yeah. Oh, Robin does have a voicemail.
Let's hear it, Robin.
Hi, Divas. It's Kim. I've just listened to your cutting episode, and it really hit home for me. My son started self-mutilating when he was in second grade, and we were able to catch it and get him treatment and get us treatment and really work through it with him. Very anxious and shy, and just sort of a whole lot of stuff going on in that little teeny-weeny brain of his. But he's now a teenager and much more self-assured, and, you know, he's had some things come into his life recently. He's been being bullied by some girls. That would be a really interesting show to do. But
that would
you know,
be.
He's very fun and friendly, and he really gets along with girls and boys and has a lot of fun and is very in touch with his emotions. And I think I trust now that he's over that, and I do watch for it because it was interesting to hear. I didn't realize it was such a big problem, and glad we were able to catch it at the beginning and really work on it. But anyway, thank you for what you've done and what you do for me. I really look forward to my time I spend with you each week, and please keep it up. And I've already put a review on iTunes, so I don't know if I can do it again to help you get to 50. But
bless
thank
her
you.
Heart.
Thank you very much.
We love Kim.
More about various subjects, and if you ever would like to do one on boys being bullied by girls, that would be completely.
That's interesting.
Anyway, thank
topic.
You. Once again, it's Kim in New Jersey. Thanks.
Wow.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Well, yeah, thank you. What a heartfelt message that you shared. And I really appreciate your being so candid, because that's tough, especially when it's about your child in second grade. That is such a young and tender age. But just to reassure you, it is not that unusual. We tend to keep it quiet, self-injury, because there's a lot of stigma attached to it. But I'm so glad that he seems to be out of that danger zone. And I'm so glad that he sounds like he's doing really, really well. So thank you, Kim. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, by her sharing that, she may just have spoken to somebody out there somebody who's where she was when he was in second grade.
Exactly.
And knows that, you know what, there is a light at the end of the tunnel if we get help and whatever.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kim. That
was
brave.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Or if somebody's having the same situation with the bullying, that would be bullying in general would be a good topic.
You know what? Let's commit to doing that as a future show.
Okay. And plus, too, alongside of that is this whole instant messaging and the fact that more and more people are ugly because they're on the computer. They say things on an email they would never say to someone in person.
Yeah.
That's huge as well. Mm-hmm. So
another good topic.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, good.
Let's
think about
all
lots
that
of things
together.
To think about.
Oh, our new sponsor is
the Leapster Learning Game System by LeapFrog. It's very exciting. And this is really, y'all, this is a great game. If you have kids anywhere from ages 3 to 4, all the way up to second and third grade, fourth grade.
Yeah,
it's a
this
wonderful
goes up to fourth grade.
It's a wonderful toy.
It's great because it's just interactive.
It's an interactive screen, and it helps them write and draw and paint and just use their imagination. It's very enchanting.
Excellent.
So thank you. And hey, I just wanted to give one last shout out to another email that we got from Ash. You know, that was a very, very beautiful email about a young woman who had a battle with self-injury, and it was a very tender.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, very lovely message that she shared. And so thank you, Ash. Thank you for sharing that.
And I actually emailed her. I didn't know if she would want that on the forum or the website, but to see if she'd be okay with that, because I think it opens your eyes a little bit more. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you can email us too. Just email us to diva@thedivacast.com. And remember, there's no spaces in there. So diva@thedivacast.com.
Yeah, we respond to every message that we have gotten so far. We respond. So if for some reason we haven't, please resend it, because it just means we didn't get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And play on the forum. Come to the forum.
Yeah, the forum's been fun.
Fun forum.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, girls.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, gotta go.
Gotta go. We're out of here. Gotta go make dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Care.
Have a great
Bye.
Week.
Oh. You can tell about the song? Who's the song?
She's
trying.
we'll start that
she's
over.
She's trying. She's like,
bye.
Kick me. I'm sorry.
And just remember that our beginning song is I Am the Queen of Me. It's by Natalie Brown, and you can download that for free at our website. And today, we're closing with another bit of music, and this is, listen up, you guys, you got to pay attention to this song.
If you don't ever listen to this one,
you
listen to this one. You
need to hear the words of this.
It is hilarious.
It describes, she wrote it about me.
I was seeing me in there.
It is called I'm a Middle-Aged Woman, and it is by Lisa Koch. So listen up, you guys, it's hilarious. Everybody have a great day.
See you later.
Great week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a middle-aged woman, and I'm really in my prime. I'm a middle-aged broad, and I'm looking mighty fine. Mature and sexy, healthy and fit, nice and ripe, and I can't remember shit. Oh, I'm irritable and crabby, and my mood is on the swing. Yes, it is. My cycles are irregular, and my underwear clings. My thermostat has really gone awry. I'm sweating like a pig while my cha-cha is totally dry. Oh, I'm working on a hot flash. Yeah, I'm on the verge, building up steam for a power surge. Hot flash, now my face is red, looking for a towel to mop my head. Hot flash, ooh, it comes on quick. My clothes are dripping and my skin is slick. Is it warm in here? Is it hot in here? Hot flash at the grocery store. Jamming my head in the freezer door. Hot flash, 200 degrees. What are you looking at? I'm perimenopausal. I still can't remember squat. There's a ringing in my ears, and I tend to fart a lot. A 5 o'clock shadow wasn't in my plans. Every time I sneeze, I freaking pee my pants. Oh, I can't sleep through the night. My libido's out of whack. I got bifocal contacts and I'm sweating more than Shaq. I'm feeling really anxious. Maybe I could score some crack. Or drink that black cohosh tea. I'm a middle-aged woman. I suddenly don't remember who you are. I must be a musician because I'm playing a guitar. Yes, I'm middle-aged here on this stage. I'm middle-aged, completely crazed. I'm a middle-aged. Don't mess with my Social Security. Middle-aged woman.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.